shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center.
How in heaven's name does the White House believe
what we see happening in Iran today is a testament?
Well, there's some days I try to figure it out because I'm always pleasantly surprised.
Almost as big as me.
Was an attractive cat.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take it through the looking glass and beyond to places other talk shows, well, they wish they could, but they can't. They wish they could, but they can't. And we have Bobby Dooley this hour talking with us about CBS News reporter Lara Logan. Lara Logan. She suffered a, quote, brutal and sustained sexual assault and beating. And she even got mocked for it by some guy named, I don't know what his name is, it doesn't make any difference. He's some jackball that has a, he's some ass who is a fellow at a fellowship. Fellowship of the Rings or something. What's his name? Rosen. Some jackass that works for the New York Times, the New York Magazine, the New York this, the New York that, and thought it was funny to make fun of this woman. I mean, this is a man and a... typical of the sexism and the racism that comes from the liberal side. They're always very quick to point to the right as racist and sexist, but the number of racists and sexists on the liberal side of the scale is almost beyond the ability for a human being to count. It's a particular kind of almost gothically evil kind of sadistic racism and sexism because they purport to be such fair-minded people. It's almost like mentally diseased, mentally ill. All right, now coming on the line with me is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. And Bobby and I have talked about this. And before we even begin, Bobby, you know that I'm not necessarily speaking about you here.
No, I know that, Phil, but I think you're being a little unfair to the man in question here, Mr. Rosen. Neil Rosen is an eminent man. He has a great many accomplishments as not only a fellow, but as a member of the teaching staff at NYU. And he is a man, I think, like a lot of us, Phil, who he's sort of at the end of his rope with some of these claims.
Well, do you think... Okay, so why don't we get to it? Do you think this woman, Lara Logan, is making it up?
I think that she is, like a lot of women, she's making unsubstantiated claims so that she can politically impugn a certain segment of political think. Look, I've been watching this revolution taking place in Egypt. This woman claims to have been sexually assaulted. This is as typical a claim as you're going to get in a situation like this from a reporter who is very much pro-right, pro-imperialist. She's obviously making things up to make the protesters look bad, and she's doing that to make these very peaceful people look bad so that people will not support the protests in Egypt and so that President Obama and his administration does not support the protests in Egypt.
Why do you think she's making this up?
I think she's making it up because of a couple of things. First of all, she said she was sexually assaulted, which leads a person to believe that she was raped. But she doesn't say that. And the reason why she doesn't say that is she wants to leave herself an out in case she gets sued by one of the protesters or by the that part of the Egyptian political spectrum that was manning these protests. So she backs off and doesn't say she was raped because she wants to save herself a lawsuit.
And what lawsuit are you talking about?
A lawsuit for slander or libel.
So if she said she was raped, the people that attacked her would have a claim in an Egyptian court?
I would imagine they would, yes. And the point that I'm trying to make, I don't know, but yes, they would. I don't know how the laws work, but they would have a definite claim. If you said, I was raped, that could be brought into a court of law as a lawsuit. If you say I'm sexually assaulted, then you get people thinking that you were raped, when in point of fact you weren't. Now, on to whether or not she was sexually assaulted. There are some women who believe that if a man puts his hand on your bottom, that's a sexual assault. It could be a man putting his hand there to move you along. It could be a man putting his hand there by mistake. It could be the fact that a man put his hand there because he misunderstood you, that perhaps he thought that you were being affectionate. It could be a lot of things, Phil. It doesn't necessarily mean sexual assault. But in her mind, it's an opportunity to impugn the protest and to say that a man who put his hand gently on her body was a violent, vicious, vicious sexual molester. Number two, when you've had breast enhancement surgery, are you saying to men, please don't look at my breasts? I think you are. And so if you have had breast enhancement surgery, and men do look at your breasts, and in Egypt, Phil, they are not quite, and I say this with a great deal of respect because I love the Egyptian people, I love Egyptian culture, I am not anti-culture, I believe in multiculturalism. There's much that we have to learn from the Egyptians, and there is much that we could share with them. One of the things we could share with Egyptian men is that you don't touch women on their breasts. It's offensive. If a woman has had augmentation and she has large breasts, in some cultures, some of them that are very primitive, the men will grab and reach and... And Steve, you were talking to Bill Culler, right?
Yeah, I was talking to Bill Culler. He said a lot of men will just reach and grab and go, oh, look at that.
They're
Well, you're saying that these men are so primitive in Egypt, they don't quite get...
They don't understand Western ways. But that is not to say that Egyptian men are animals or rapists. I don't think it happened. I think what happened was Laura Logan said this happened because she saw an opportunity to make herself look like a victim, to impugn the very peaceful efforts of the Egypt people, and to impugn the very good efforts, I think, of President Obama in putting the American people's support behind what's happening there.
And so you're basically saying that she's a pro-Mubarak right-of-center reporter. I understand she reported in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yes, she did. And that, again, she took a very pro-American stance in her reporting.
And it's very interesting. I always wonder, what does a pro-American stance mean?
She was talking about how brave they are. I don't think I need to explain that, do I?
Yeah, you do. You do need to explain that.
She was talking about the American invasion as something that was good, and that was justified. And
she was, huh? All right. And that's what you call a bias. All right, we're talking here with Bobby Dooley.
Very much so, yes.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley here. Her husband Steve is along the way, too. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil. And we're discussing a very stunning and at first glance, horrible story of reporter Laura Logan, a CBS News reporter who was covering the celebration in Tahrir Square of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's resignation, when she and her colleagues, including a security force, were surrounded by 200 people, according to a CBS statement. Logan was separated from a group and suffered what CBS said was, quote, a brutal and sustained sexual assault and beating. She was rescued by a group of women and 20 Egyptian soldiers, according to CBS. You have any comment on that?
Well, I don't know where they get rescued by a group of Egyptian women. It seems very romantic. It seems very... I think the entire story, Phil, quite frankly, is a fabrication. And I want to say this so that your listeners understand. Your listeners are just getting the story. Most of them are getting the story for the first time tonight. This is a story that was on the wire today, and a lot of people were certainly talking about it, but most people are unaware of this story. And so I want to say to everyone listening tonight and other shows that I've been on, understand that you're going to be assaulted over the next 24 hours with Laura Logan was sexually, quote, assaulted, end quote. I would like you to hear, instead of assaulted, the word sexually admired.
You don't even know that. You don't.
Excuse me?
You don't even know. What do you mean sexually admired? If the woman was grabbed, wouldn't you at least say, never mind.
No, I'm saying in Egyptian culture, that could very much be what that is. That's what I'm trying to say.
You don't know that. And, she went to the hospital. She didn't go to a hospital in Egypt. She went to a hospital here in the United States. So obviously she had some injury. And for you to say sexually admired.
I don't know the intention of the people. And I certainly don't know whether what she's saying is true or not. And I refuse to believe that in the middle of this beautiful revolution in Egypt, a beautiful uprising by the people, that the right wing in this country has decided they need to wipe. And you know, in the old days, Phil, in prison protests, they did this in the Irish prisons. They've done this in American prisons. The prisoners wipe feces on the wall of their cell as a form of protest. This, to me, is what the right wing is doing to the Egyptian protest. Laura Logan is feces that they're wiping all over it.
And boy, is that ever dramatic.
No, it's not dramatic.
Yeah, that is not only dramatic, it's quasi-insulting.
No, it isn't. And I'll tell you why, Phil. This is a beautiful revolution that the right wing in this country and in Europe is trying to turn into a sexual assault, into some kind of sex-crazed bestial bacchanal of animals pawing at the innocent young American reporter. I cannot let that happen. I will not let that happen.
Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. What do you think? Laura Logan sexually assaulted during a Cairo celebration. That's what the news story says. And Ms. Dooley is saying she's making it up. She's looking for attention. She's basically accusing the woman of the very things that a lot of people accuse women of when they claim that they've been raped. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
We're back with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley here on, I don't know what her name is, Laura Logan. And is that how it's pronounced?
Phil, she's got a very difficult pronunciation. The name is Laura.
No, but she pronounces it differently, doesn't she?
She does, but I think that's part of the affectation. The name is Laura Logan, and she is a very attractive woman, and I am wondering to myself, what is she doing in Egypt? Why is she parading herself in a country that is struggling to lift itself up from centuries of a kind of culture that we wouldn't recognize here? Obviously, it is a unrestrained culture of men who have done what they wanted to with women, and women allowed it. Now Laura Logan goes to Egypt and parades this Western-toned, gym-toned body in front of these Egyptians, and then cries about being sexually, and we'll put this in quotations, assaulted. I think the time has come, Phil, and myself and other housewives here at Western Estates and elsewhere, we want to see America reach out to these indigent revolutionary movements and do what we can to help the people of those countries and not mock them by sending blonde reporters with 40-inch chests.
Well, the U.S. Look at the U.S. government's not doing that. It's the United States media that's doing that. I don't know about a 40-inch chest. I'm looking at a picture here of Ms. Logan. She looks like she's a pretty normally endowed woman.
Well, I don't know what that means to you, but...
It means to me what it probably means to a lot of people. She looks like a normal woman. She's an attractive woman. What are you saying? You're saying that the United States needs to keep women like that out of these areas? Because of what?
Because of the fact that we need to embrace and support these revolutions, not mock them. When you send a woman like this, who obviously is a fashion plate, I don't know what her... I don't know why she's in TV news, whether it's one of these moves that woman on Fox and Friends, whatever her name is, made, you know, a former model or a former Miss America, or what it is, but it mocks the Egyptian people and what they're trying to do, and that was to get Mubarak out of there and to get a democratic country up and running. And when we send over one of our American models to walk up and down with a microphone and say, look at me, because it's really all about me, you're asking for one of these Egyptians to break free from the restraints from the police, to break free and race across the street and grab her. And so...
All right, so we shouldn't cover these revolutions with attractive women.
No, I'm not. Don't be that stupid.
I'm not being stupid. You know, our job is not to, America's job, Ms. Dooley, is not to endorse or embrace revolutions.
Well, it should be. If America is about democracy, it should be.
Well, it shouldn't be. At least that's not the job of the media. The media is supposed to send over whatever reporters they have, and the media has reasons for hiring the reporters that they hire, and in this case, they hire this lady, Ms. Logan, and they sent her over there, and she was attacked. Now, you know, you say she wasn't attacked. And you have no reason for saying that other than what you think.
I'm looking at this woman, and I'm hearing these claims of sexual assault. They don't add up. They just don't add up.
Why don't they add up? Why couldn't a mob of 200 men start grabbing her?
Because it doesn't add up for a couple of reasons. So I'm not saying they didn't grab her. I'm sure they did. But she's calling it sexual assault. I'm calling it the very first glimmer, if you will, of freedom on the part of Egyptian men.
And well, you know what? One of the things maybe we ought to teach these Egyptian men is how to keep their hands to themselves, you know? One of the things we ought to teach these Egyptian men is how to not grab a woman or fondle a woman or whatever else.
Well, this thing, she's going to the hospital, sounds very suspect.
You know what surprises me? You're a female, and I would think that you would be in her corner.
No. Phil, please don't think that all women, just like all black people, are a monolith. We are all very different. No. And I'm not going to back up a woman who is lying to make Egyptian men look like animals so she can get her picture in all the newspapers.
She's lying about the sexual assault. She's lying about... What did she go to the hospital for?
She went to the hospital, obviously, I think, to make it look good. The American people eat this stuff up, Phil. That's why I am saying to your listeners tonight, you know, please, 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 whatever you do, don't continue to swallow this propaganda that you're being fed by the right. This revolution in Egypt is a good revolution. It's full of good people. And here comes this woman
with her big boobs. She doesn't look like it to me, I'll tell you that. 877-876-PHIL, Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. Laura Logan, you may not have heard, is a CBS reporter who was somehow sexually fondled or attacked. And Bobby Dooley on the line here with her husband saying that she's saying that to make the revolution in Egypt look bad. They've been looking for ways to make it look bad. They've been looking for ways to make it look like a Muslim Brotherhood thing, or they've been trying to find ways to make it look like a Islamist revolution. Anything they can do to discredit it. And that's what she believes is happening here with this woman, Logan, from CBS News. Laura Logan claiming a sexual assault and having been fondled and so forth. She left Cairo and went to the States, where she is now in an American hospital. What do you guys think? Is this a is this legit? And you probably have not heard the story, but do you believe the media has been attempting to make this revolution look like just a mob scene? 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Pick up the Phil Hendry Show backstage pass and get yourself a BSP to listen to all the archives and our live streaming video of the show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line here. Laura Logan is a reporter in Egypt. She was in Egypt. She's back in the United States, who was, quote, sexually assaulted, which you don't buy, Bobby. She claims that she was sexually assaulted and beaten. You're not believing any of it.
No, I don't believe it.
And you said during our break you think it's basically because the woman is a conservative. She's against the protests. And so she's made this claim to discredit Obama.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, don't you think there are claims that can be made to discredit Barack Obama that are a lot easier to prove?
This is the easiest thing in the world. So there is nothing more explosive than saying, I was sexually assaulted. I was sexually humiliated. I was manhandled by a group of Egyptians. And you know what kind of an image that brings up in the minds of Americans. I don't think there's anything more potent than that. And I think what she does, and if you look at her, she's a blonde, pretty, American reporter. The epitome, I think, of what we like to see in ourselves. And she's making this claim that she went over there to cover this protest, and this is what the protest is all about. Egyptians trying to put their hands on her. She's a conservative. So she's against the protests. And she's looking to make Obama look bad.
You know, it's a very interesting thing that we can make these claims without any real support, any proof.
Well, you know, in this world, everybody's looking for proof. It's interesting that we can't just see what's right in front of us. You know?
Well, what's right in front of us is the lady claimed that she was sexually beaten and she was sexually assaulted and she was sexually this and that. That's what's right in front of us.
That's right in front of us as her claim. But what's right in front of us is the truth.
That's my wife. That's Bobby's claim.
That is my claim. My claim is the truth. Her claim is what is her claim.
And well, her claim is that she was sexually assaulted. Okay?
That's right. And that is her lie. But the truth is what I'm telling you.
And the truth is what you're telling me, which is that she's lying.
The claim she's making is that she was sexually assaulted. The truth is what I am saying. And that is, she's lying, and she's doing it to make Obama look bad and the Egyptian people look bad, and to make Egyptians look like what Americans think they are anyway. Swarthy, oily, dirty, dark-skinned.
Oh, so here we go with the racist claims. You know, Bobby...
No, I'm not necessarily saying racist. I'm saying swarthy and dark-skinned. That is different from racist.
Well, how is that different from racist? And you talk about this, you mentioned she's blonde and she's pretty and she's American and she's been grabbed by these swarthy, dark, or that's what she's claiming. How is that not racist?
No, that is something that goes deeper than the word racism. Americans go foggy when they hear the word racism. But when you say swarthy and dark-skinned and oily and Arabic or Middle Eastern, now you're tapping into something that is very deep. You're tapping into something that is almost from the time we were children, and we read the books like Aladdin and Ali Baba, and now we are imagining the American girl who is being pawed by a swarthy, you know.
Yeah, a swarthy, oily man.
a swarthy, oily man.
And a swarthy, oily man who is is not worthy of our sympathies.
No, because he pawed the American woman. So I think, Phil, she's done a bang-up job. She, as a conservative, being against the protesters, being against the war, and making Obama look like a man on the wrong side of this issue, and I really think it's been very, very bad. And again, I exhort your listeners. I know she's pretty. I know you think that she is lovely. She is what's wrong with this country. And the Egyptian people are what's right with this country.
Well, the Egyptian people may be what's right with their country.
No, they're right for America, too. The Egyptian people are showing the American people what to do. The Egyptian people are, really, they're showing the American people guts for the first time.
All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, I wish you the best of luck trying to sell this, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Especially when she gets out of the hospital, especially when we hear her side, especially when she has God knows videotape or whatever else. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, still to come. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard with the NewsHour.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Reporter Serene Branson seeks medical attention, may have suffered something called a transient ischemic attack. I don't know what that is. We're going to find out. While it is still unknown why Los Angeles reporter Serene Branson unexpectedly slurred her words on live television on Sunday night, she's reportedly feeling better, and she's searching for answers, this poor kid. She works for Channel 2 in Los Angeles. Serene Branson, or Branson Serene, excuse me. Serene Branson, I beg your pardon. We have two different ways of spelling here. I guess this is on the actuality. Serene Branson. It is a now viral video, and I guess it's funny for some people, or maybe it's fascinating, it's interesting. Who knows why videos go viral? You know, videos go viral because people heard they were good and they give them a play and they are either interested in them or they're not. Virals go video because people think they're funny. Virals go video because people think they're sick and pathetic. Virals go video for a lot of reasons. Or videos go viral, I should say, for a lot of reasons. The now viral video was difficult and upsetting to watch for many as Branson, a young and healthy-looking CBS Los Angeles reporter, delivered a live report from the red carpet of the Grammy Awards. Her speech suddenly became slurred and incomprehensible. She appeared worried and aware that something was wrong while she was on the air. We're going to hear this clip here in a moment. The local CBS affiliate reached out to viewers on Monday saying that Branson wants us to know she followed up with a visit to the doctor for some medical tests. She thanks everyone for their concern and their good wishes and hopes to be back on the air very soon. Let's listen to this young woman, Serene Branson. She's on Channel 2 Sunday night here in Los Angeles.
CBS 2 Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead, Tarrison, let's put the head of the pit.
Oh, that poor kid. God.
What is that?
What is what?
What language?
It's English, man. She was having a stroke.
Yeah, you know she had a stroke? No. I thought you were saying she spoke. Oh, I thought you were saying she spoke a language.
No, I didn't say. When did you hear me say that, man? I said, here it is.
CBS 2 Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight.
Poor
let's go ahead, Tarrison, let's put the head of the pit.
Oh, my God, that poor kid.
What was she saying?
I don't know. I can't imagine that this child I can't even imagine.
I think it's probably
F-U.
Right after she got off the air. No, here it is.
CBS 2's Doreen Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Doreen.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go to Darrison. Let's go behind the pit. F-U.
Well, I'll tell you what. That, you know what? It sounds like this kid's speech, you know.
Yeah, like she knew what she wanted to say. It was just coming out wrong.
Yeah. In other words, the nerve endings or whatever were the signals that she was sending to her mouth were not getting translated right.
What does that mean?
It means, I don't know what it means, to be honest with you. That's what it sounds like. Because you can hear her mouthing, you know, I can imagine her sending the signal to the brain, I want to say the following words. And the brain goes, okay, and scrambles it somehow.
Yeah, I'll play it again, man, because you can hear. She thinks she's making sense.
I don't know if this child thinks she's making sense or not. I think she did sound, she looks confused. I see the look on her face, but listen.
CBS 2's Doreen Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Doreen.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go to Darrison behind the pit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like she was trying to say words that, you know, messed up the words, you know.
Yeah, it does. It sounds as if there was a very specific thing she wanted to say. And she's very, very, that word was good.
Yeah, see, she could say very, we had a very, very.
Yeah, she said we had a very, very, and then after that, there was no way that those words were going to come out the right way. Now, NBC's Today Show addressed the public concern for the Emmy-nominated reporter by speaking with two doctors about this viral video. They say that the attack being caught on camera may help doctors reach a diagnosis. This is what we call a class neurological event, said Dr. Keith Black, director of Neurological Institute at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. She was obviously aware that she was having difficulty. According to both Black and NBC's chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Schneiderman, there are two possible causes of the attack. Transient ischemic attack, TIA, also known as temporary stroke or mini seizure located in the language area. All the TIA means is that there is something transient that blocked off the blood supply that altered the brain. When that happens, even for 5 seconds, brain cells can die, and it can mean further, and it can mean further on in one's life, you're set up. It's important while people watch this to remember that this is a classic sign of a neurologic event. Other things meaning a something having to do with the nervous system.
Yeah, but he said there was a stroke, too.
Well, he said that something blocked blood supply to the brain for even a few seconds. And and when that happened, it became neurologic. In other words, when the blood supply was blocked to the brain could not neurologically function. Other things that can happen, right-sided weakness, slurred speech, the inability to communicate like she's having, problem walking, problem, profound headache. After the incident, the station released a statement saying that Branson was examined by paramedics and driven home by a colleague after it was determined that her vitals were fine. Schneiderman criticizes the action, saying she should have gone straight to the ER. I agree with that.
Yeah, but she's a doctor, though.
Yeah, I know, and I agree with her.
Yeah, but I mean, we're going to take her word for it.
I know, I'm just saying I agree.
Yeah, but why would we listen to you?
You don't have to listen to me.
Okay. A lot of people, when they're in the media, they think they have all the answers and everything.
Hey, bud, nobody's asking anybody to listen to Phil Hendry. I'm just saying let me put it to you this way. That sounds like a really good idea.
See, that's better.
I don't know what's better about it.
Well, you know, I agree with her. Hello, I'm Dr. Kildare.
Oh, don't be a smart ass.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that what the doctor says there, that makes sense to me. She was driven home. Dr. Schneiderman over at NBC probably criticized it because she's on NBC and this girl works for CBS.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I am kidding. Anyway, she said she should have gone to the ER. I would think so, too. I would think I'd want to be. If I were her, I'd want to go to the ER and get a full CAT scan, you know?
What's that?
It's like you ever had a CAT scan?
Well, yeah, I probably did on account of my head, but I don't know what it is.
You probably did on account of your head, but you don't know what it is. Well, you must know what it is because you said on account of your head.
Yeah, how do you know it's about your head? Well, because I heard people get a CAT scan on their head.
It's an X-ray.
You ever had one?
I had a CAT scan once, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's no biggie. I had a CAT scan because it was back in the 80s and I was tired and they thought that maybe I was, I had some fatigue problem, but they wanted to rule stuff out. So they gave me a CAT scan. And it's one of the weirdest things in the world, man, to walk past the glassed-in area where the technicians are, you know?
Like, what do you mean?
The people that are reading it or that are reading the actual CAT scan coming in, recording it, I should say.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird to turn around and look back and see your own brain.
Oh, wow. Did you see your brain and stuff?
I did. I looked, and there it is. There's Phil's brain. And there were large, dark areas. No, I'm just kidding.
What do they do?
Well, they inject you with what they call dye. You don't feel it at all. And they lay you down, and they go, you know, that thing goes over your head. And
yeah, it looks like there's a laser ray that they're doing on your face.
Well, I don't know about that, man, but it's like a...
Yeah, but that thing goes over your face.
Yeah, there's a light and all that jazz. It's X-ray in your head. And, and they check it out, man. But I thought it was weird because I was looking at my own. I was looking at Hendry's brain. All right, anyway, Dr. Steinerman says she should have recovered and had perfectly normal neurologic function, normal vital signs, and said, fine, I'll go home on my own. Not the right thing to do, she says. You immediately go to the emergency room because this can be a harbinger of more things to come. It's not unlike a heart attack. You wouldn't send a heart attack patient home. She does acknowledge that she's not examined her and obviously can't make an official diagnosis, but Steinerman did say, I'm hired by the network to make these spot analyses and to pretend like I can actually do this from a television set and a studio miles and miles away, so you have no right to ask me those questions. But she did insist that the video most definitely shows a neurologic event in real time. What does that mean, in real time?
It's not taped.
Yeah, it's not tape recorded. A neurologic event that you're not looking at on tape replay. What the hell? So that's a trip, man. That is a trip. Let's listen to that again, okay?
Yeah, I don't know why. Why is it I could listen to that for a long time?
Well, it's probably because it's fascinating to hear. How often do we hear a stroke happening, you know? And when they say, you know, that there is a... what you're hearing is like the nerves are literally receiving the message, but they can't send it right. It's almost like a guy who is it's almost like the telegraph operator at the telegraph office. You tell him what the message is, and his hand's broken, and it's just, you know.
It's all messed up.
It's all jacked up. So that's kind of what her brain said. Okay, mouth, say this. And the mouth went, bah, da, do, do, bah. You know, it just couldn't.
I didn't do that.
What do you think? Yeah, I know it didn't do that. It did something different. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, you're on this one.
Please shut up, man. The point I'm trying to make is the mouth didn't do what the brain told it to.
I know what that's about. Yeah, me too.
You know, you guys are... Here then is Serene Branson.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go to Terrace and look for the head of the pit.
Oh, that poor kid. Was she trying to say there's very, very heavy rain?
Yeah, probably that.
All right, who's more understandable, her or this kid?
Anybody want to see y'all?
All right, there you go. See, so that was her later on. I'm sorry, I'm kidding around. That was her when she got home. How come you ain't laughing?
I don't think it's funny, man.
Oh, get out of here. So Serene Branson was fine when she got home and she saw that her dog had crapped on the rug.
Anybody want to see y'all? Jesus, kill George Bush.
All right. Okay, so in other news here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we do have our news hour coming up. I want to also remind you, because we've been remiss in mentioning our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. You can get live streaming video and audio of the show. You can listen to live streaming audio on the video, I should say. And you can also get our archives. You can get our news feed, and you can get it all, man. And we also have our merchandise stores open with our best-of CDs and our shot glasses. Now, our on-demand, if you missed a video in recent days, you can go over to the on-demand on the right side of the page, and our Saturday Night KFI on-demand video cast is there as well, in case you missed that. In other news, Obama and the GOP are steering onto a budget collision course. I don't know who's right, I don't know who's wrong. I know that there's people, you know, that want to believe this and that and something else. But I'm telling you right now, man, sometimes it doesn't seem like there's very bright people in charge. There doesn't seem like there's very bright people in charge at all. I mean, we've got two completely opposite views on how to cure the economy. And not only are there two opposite views, but they are two very entrenched views. And on top of everything else, the two sides are mocking of each other, barely conversant with each other. I mean, we've got a situation, folks, in this country when it comes to just the future of this country that is not unlike some of the darkest days in the history of this nation, up to and including the days prior to the Civil War. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, and I don't think that, frankly, I don't think that's what anybody has in mind. But, you know, you hear little burblings of that. You know, when you hear this guy Perry down in Toa and secede from the Union, all this bullcrap, there is very definitely a feeling, I think, in this country of two entrenched points. And what do you think he's going to do? He's slamming the Obama budget proposal yesterday afternoon.
We know we have a fiscal crisis in this country. We know we have a debt crisis in this country. And everybody, whether you're right or left, knows the sooner you tackle these problems in America, the better off everybody is. Our problem is we are running out of road to keep kicking this can down. And so what did we just get today? We got a punt. The president punted on the budget, and he punted on the deficit and on the debt.
All right, we'll hear more of that when we come back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.